Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Presented by Chapin Luana, Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Deontay Johnson with some rather interesting comments on Ben Roethlisberger today. You'll hear those in 10 minutes. Derek Shelton stops by the midday show every Wednesday at noon. It's quality radio. And it really gets ratcheted up an extra notch or two when we get a Shelton Cook back and forth. Just not to say anything negative about Starkey and his interview skills, but there's something about the Cook-Shelton where the interview kind of veers away from just pleasantries and goofiness. Chris, when it the fun kind of the record stops for a moment. If you catch
when
my
Ron
drift.
When Ron feels like it's a good time and it's very mirthful, it's one thing. But when it stops with Ron, when that goes away, then business, as they say, really picks
yeah,
up.
Yeah, when he goes into, I went to Northwestern, which is an incredible school for journalism, and he goes into reporter mode, I appreciate that. I turn the volume up a little bit, and I sit back, and I listen intently. And we had some of that today. Awkward moments with Vinny and Cook. Maybe we have awkward moments with Cook and Shelty. Craig, we might want to brand.
Wait, for just the Vinny and Cook, like kind of the way it flows. How about Shelty and Cook?
Okay,
it's been so rough. 2-9. There's already so called, and I use the word so called. I turned on ESPN yesterday, and they said this could be the worst team in baseball history. You know, at least winning percentage, because you're not going to play 162 games. How are you dealing with all this?
I'm fine. I mean, I think we continue to go out and work every day. And, you know, as we've talked about, we have places we need to get better. And the one thing that would really stand out to me and would bother me is if, number one, the club didn't play hard. And I think you would be hard pressed to point out situations where we have not played hard and we have not, given all out effort, which is something we've asked guys to do. And, you know, especially when you start the year 2-9, that's something that can very easily go. And then the second thing is, with the exception of two games, you know, we've been in every game. We've been in a situation where if we, you know, got an out or made a defensive play or got a hit, that we would have won the game. So those are things, although, you know, they're not wins, those are things we have to keep striving for, because of the fact that if we were going out every night and getting blown out and we had very little effort, then that would be concerning to me. But our effort's been good, and, you know, we're keeping ourselves in games. We just have to find ways to win games.
But, Derek, shouldn't the effort always be good when you're talking about professionals, I mean, that are paid? And we're supposed to judge you on wins and losses, not on effort. Don't you have to assume that effort is always going to be there?
Yeah, I think you have to assume that, but I think you guys both have watched enough professional sports to know that that's not always the case. And especially when teams struggle, you will see effort level go down because guys will start to feel sorry for themselves or hang their heads. And, you know, that's the one thing that our group has not done during this time. I mean, it's not easy to start the year 2-9, but I think when you see teams that scuffle initially, you know, you see things like that. Our group has not done that.
I like Cook was in full, I'm not going to let you off the hook mode there.
I thought Derek Shelton kept it very real with him, though. I got to be honest. Derek Shelton's actually been around pro sports, like, on the inside his whole life. So I think the fact that he said, hey, it's not always like that, guys absolutely do start dogging it, is refreshing honesty.
But I didn't, Craig, I did not hear any of that Ben Roethlisberger gravitas there. I did not get any, you know, let's remember he's our guest. Let's not put the screws to him too hard.
By my count, this is the second time we've had this moment. Was Keone Kello the first one?
Yep.
Ron was solo that day, though. So you had to think, you're doing the interview by yourself. You're coming up with a few more questions than you're used to. You go down maybe that path you didn't want to. This time, though, he had Joe that could have asked other questions. He said, uh-uh, we're getting right into this, and we're not getting out of it.
I gotta say, if Derek Shelton is able to have like a couple of winning seasons here and turn this thing around fairly quickly, the way Clint Hurdle did, though, mm-hmm. and the Shelty show continues, then I want to circle back around if it's long enough in the future where Ron is interviewing Derek Shelton at the beginning of another downturn for the team.
Yeah,
where Shelton will have maybe, you know, acquired a little gravitas with the way Ron treats him. And but then I want to see it happen.
But if you're Shelton and you have a wife who worked in radio, he has to understand that they're in this together and that Ron or Joe are not going to do anything to make Shelton look bad because they have a relationship. They have a weekly appointment to talk to each other. So I think if Shelton, who seems like a man of reasonable intelligence, if he knows that going in, then he has to understand that, like, harder questions like that that aren't just your classic softballs don't come from a bad place. The point of that show, at least for me, is that you get Shelton in a relaxed, comfortable environment where you can follow up with him and ask him questions about his baseball team that could get asked in a press conference setting, but there's a rapport there that I think gives fans and listeners more insight into the team. At least that's what it is for me. So, and that's
he also feels compelled to go longer on answers because in that press conference setting, like, I think there's a truncated nature to the whole thing.
And that's how I always felt about doing the show with Roethlisberger. There were things that I wanted, hopefully, to get from him answers on. And I thought in that setting, I could ask a question maybe the same exact way a question got asked to him after the game on Sunday. And 2 days later, he might give me a more expansive or a more interesting answer. And that was because he knew what he was signing up for. He knew that that was part of the gig. And I think that Shelton has that sense, too, because of his wife, his background. He knows, I think, the media game. And I think so far he's actually done a pretty good job.
I still liked his answer there, though, to just keep – if I were listening to that and I heard the manager flat out say, guys don't always try at this level, even though that's the level that they are held to,
yep.
like the expectation they're held to, I don't know. I heard that, man, and I like that. I like that honesty. That to me is transparent from a guy who coaches professionals.
I will say this, though. To me, like, you know, find examples of when we're not trying or giving effort. I always think of mental errors – is not giving great effort, and his team is guilty of that, where guys are making the first out of innings at third base. There's a ball hit to shortstop. A guy takes off for third. I mean, there have been some bad fundamental baseball plays, but whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.